Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
When a young lady takes her first doe and feeds her family with it, or a teenage boy smiles about his catch of crappie, they probably don't think of us at DSC, but we're there. Conserving, preserving, and teaching. We are the DSC. BigGame.org.
One of the things that I love most about this old camp house is it's mobile. We've done this show from Argentina hunting doves, from Montana on the tailgate of the truck, the Canadian border, the Florida Everglades. We've done this show from all over America and beyond. And today, we're on the road again. Downtown Dallas, Texas, for the Dallas Safari Club DSC Convention and Sporting Expo. The biggest sporting event on planet Earth concerning hunting, fishing, the shooting sports, our freedoms, is in Dallas, Texas. It started a couple of days ago. This is day three. We're all weary, but we're weary with a smile on our face and having a ball. It's another record setter for the Dallas Safari Club. Corey Mason, Executive Director of DSC, will join me, as he always does, to co-host the show today. Glad you're here. Front door to this camp house is brought to you by my friends at Calming Care. Calming Care is a probiotic from the trusted name Purina that very gently over time calms the overactive dog. If that's your dog, talk to your vet about Calming Care. Well, it's been a great 2 days so far. We're having so much fun. It's like a big family reunion when we all land in the same spot after our tremendous adventures all year. We come together and talk about it at DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in downtown Dallas. Seminars, banquets, incredible auctions, vendors out the wazoo, and people coming to enjoy it from all over the world, literally. We'll be talking about this great conservation event throughout the show today, and hey, who knows? We might pique your interest and actually see you here before the weekend's over, or maybe next January. I sure hope so. Let's move it up to Maryland, where the second part of their deer season opened up yesterday, and it's a short season. It closes today. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources announces the winter portion of the firearm deer hunting season. Deer Management Region B, that includes most of the state except for the westernmost counties. Sika and whitetail deer can legally be harvested. Beginning tomorrow, January 12th, certain parts of the state in Maryland will be open to deer hunting. Make sure you check the regulations and that you're legal. Applications in Wyoming are open now. The window is open now for both resident and non-resident elk, deer, antelope, spring turkey, moose, sheep, and mountain goat. On January 31st, the application period will end for spring turkeys and elk. A highly coveted draw, and now is the time to enter. I'm sure you heard about the church shooting a couple of Sundays ago, just outside of Fort Worth, Texas. Well, that church and my church are about 15 miles apart, I'd guess, as the crow flies, mighty close to home. President Trump credited our Texas gun laws that last year made it legal to carry your concealed weapon in a church house. The president wrote in a tweet that following Monday that lives were saved by heroes like Jack Wilson. He was the armed parishioner that stood up and stopped that horrendous shooting. It was all over in just 6 seconds. We should be armed, responsible, and ready. I can remember a time when the Democratic Party was strong, patriotic, pro-America. Now, they'd rather us take a back seat to the world and be stripped of our Second Amendment, our self-protection. Just take a look at Virginia. Virginia Democrats have taken over all branches of state government. And a firearms store owner in the state says that sales of guns, magazines, and ammo are up 200% since the Democrats took office. And folks are paying with cash. They're paying with cash because Virginia freshman Democrat Jennifer Wexton, who was previously a state senator, has proposed legislation in Congress to use credit card data, people's personal credit card data, to track gun purchases. Since Democrats took the majorities of both chambers in Virginia's state legislature after big wins in the November election, gun control proposals that include bans on assault-style weapons, restrictions on magazine capacity, universal background checks, and restrictions to one gun a month purchases have all been brought forth, and that's just the front door. They have bigger plans than that, I'm sure. Second Amendment sanctuary municipalities started sprouting up last year in Democrat-run states like Illinois, a state with some of the strictest gun control laws. They then spread to Colorado, Kentucky, New Mexico, New Jersey, Oregon, Virginia, Washington State, and others. They're called 2A sanctuary cities in gun-grabbing Democrat states. In Lewis County, Kentucky, the other day, they had a 2A sanctuary meeting. Responsible and concerned citizens there are worried that Kentucky's new Democratic governor, Andy Beshear, will issue gun control measures via executive order. Sounds more Russian than Kentuckian. We better wake up, America. It's a concentrated gun grab, and it's not our safety that they want. It's our disarmament, and it's a shame.
This is Jim Terrell with Off Duty Armory, and here's what our Second Amendment says. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors will be right back.
Safari. Defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
Your kids and their friends have never had a birthday party like this, and they'll never forget a Cinnamon Creek Ranch birthday party either.
We do a lot of birthday parties. We have two birthday party rooms, $300, and that's for 10 kids. We provide them with hot dogs, popcorn, drinks, and they get to come here for 2.5 hours, and we have two instructors that usually stay in here with them the entire time. Show all the kids basically how to shoot. We have different size bows, but yeah, it's a blast. And then we usually kind of split the time up. We'll have them come in here for a little while. They'll eat cake and their popcorn and hot dogs, and then we'll take them out in the arena and let them play archery tag. We provide everything, so they're not required to bring anything at all.
With a complete lunch and dinner menu, the world's largest indoor archery facility, private birthday and conference rooms, the most knowledgeable archery staff on planet Earth, and a turnkey, all-equipment-provided experience for your corporate event, family reunion, or birthday party. We've built an incredible facility with you in mind at CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offers a perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards' full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyards Gate is historic downtown Grapevine. And don't miss the spectacular ice attraction at the Gaylord Texan. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Outdoorsmen and women, hunters, shooters, and fishers are the reason that wild creatures roam bountifully in wild places. This is where we come together to talk about it. Big Billy Kender Outdoors is partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Is it important to you to have your voice heard on important conservation matters? Do you look at the anti-hunting, anti-gun ownership people on the news and get frustrated? Why don't you consider joining forces with one of the most powerful true conservation and pro shooting sports minded groups anywhere? DSC welcomes you at biggame.org.
We are located at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, downtown Dallas, for the 2020 version of DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo. And my goodness, the crowds have been overwhelming the past 2 days, and today and tomorrow, no different. Executive Director of the DSC is Corey Mason. He's going to join me to co-host the show coming up in just a minute. But first, I want to say thanks to my friends at Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. They bring us this corner of the camp house each week. Calming Care is a very gentle probiotic that works over time to not only build a stronger GI system in our dogs, but to calm, very safely calm, the overbarker, the overjumper, the overactive dog. It's safe, and people are really happy with the results of Calming Care. Talk to your vet about it. DSC Executive Director Corey Mason is seated next to me now. Corey, welcome back. It's a familiar setting because you do this with me every year, and it's so exciting when I see you stride in and sit down next to me because I know it's on. It's convention and expo time again.
We're here in the middle of the convention, Billy. It's great. It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's sure good to have you here with us. This thing is a home run year after year after year. But until Thursday, when those doors open, we don't know if anybody's going to show up or not. And now we can breathe a sigh of relief. They're coming in like crazy from all over the globe.
It's always a gamble. You know we can evaluate all these metrics through the year, through the summer, even through the fall. And to your point, until those doors open and we see all these people coming in and happy exhibitors, it's an unknown. But right now, we're doing great.
Yeah, we are. Let's talk about those exhibitors for a minute. When people come out, they're not going to have an option to go hunt red stag in New Zealand. They're going to have a dozen options to go. You can really shop a hunt. You can shop retail. There's just everything under the sun outdoor related is here, including for the ladies.
It is. You know, it's a real family environment, and that's one of the things that we stress as well. So there, by saying that, number one, it's a family-friendly environment, and number two, it means that there is something for the whole family. For someone that's looking to go around the world or down the street for a bird hunt or deer hunt here in Texas, yeah. Or for a family member that's looking for a piece of art for the home, a piece of jewelry, something for the kids, clothing, footwear, whatever it might be. Literally the finest outfitters, guides, producers around the world are right here.
Yep. Every one of them come in for Dallas Safari Club. They may miss some other big conventions, but this one is a must. As a matter of fact, if you want to be a vendor at this event, if you want to have a booth, you don't just walk in the door. You have to get in line.
That's right. So we have about 1,000 exhibitors that we carry from year to year. And with that, we have about 700 that are on the waiting list. And some of those have been on the waiting list for a decade plus, just trying to get in and get a 10 by 10 space.
Yep, absolutely. So this is a highly coveted show for vendors, highly coveted show for outdoorsmen and women from around the planet. Would you even guess how many countries will be represented here over the past 2 days and the next couple?
You know, that's a good point. We have every continent's represented. If I just had to pull the number of a countries out, I'm going to say 40, 50-plus countries,
wow.
Something like that.
Man, something else. So that gives you an idea of what's going on. Let's go over the nuts and bolts. Where are we, and what are the hours?
You bet. So we're at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center, and here on Saturday, 9 to 5:30, the convention hall is open. And then this evening, or tonight, our evening banquet starts.
Yeah, okay. Open again tomorrow as well, and that's important because at the end of the day today, you're going to be saying, boy, I need some more of that. I didn't cover the whole thing. Tomorrow?
That's exactly right. So Sunday is 9 to 3:30.
All right, very good. There are discounts. You can buy a one-day ticket. You can buy a ticket that will get you in both days, and there's an advantage to that. There are also discounts for our military personnel.
That's exactly right. Active military personnel, we welcome them. We're so appreciative of them. Obviously, they get to come in the convention for free. Children under 14 are free. A single-day pass is $25, essentially $35, $45, $55 for the 2-, 3-, 4-day passes. We would love to have people come and see what this is all about.
Yep, absolutely. You bet. BigGame.org, if you want to hear any or read about any of this information that we're passing along to you today. I will be located at the main stage, back by, you know, it's one of my favorite spots, back there by one of the food courts, and that's where I'll be camped out. My booth is butts right up next to the stage because I can't get far from that stage. We're busy and we're having fun.
It's great times, great names, like you say, and people from all over the world, names in the industry, are there on the stage with Billy hosting.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with that. So make sure you come spend a little time with us at the stage. In addition to the stage and what's going on there, presented by Trigicon, we also have great, tremendous, top-of-the-line, best-in-the-planet speakers leading seminars.
We do. We have seminars that vary all over the world. I mean, from booking your first safari to whitetail deer management to managing your farm pond to first aid in the field to reloading from industry experts like Hornady. So it is literally some of everything. And there's a seminar topic that you don't want to miss.
Yeah. There is ample parking around, but I'm going to tell you a little secret. I park my truck. I come and go every day. I park my truck at the train station. The train drops me off underneath this convention center, and I literally hop out, run up some stairs, and I'm here. It's a pretty easy way to go. Public transportation, not a bad idea.
It's not. It gets you in and out quickly, and for those that are with our contract hotels around the Dallas area, 13 of those, free shuttle service throughout the day from Tuesday all the way through Sunday.
Hey, Corey, stick around because this is very important work. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we're going to highlight that fun, but it's all for a purpose, and we're going to dig into the details of that a little later if you can hang around.
You bet. Thank you, Billy.
I've talked about the greatness of Forta Flora for years. You know, I raised and trained bird dogs for many, many years, and, hey, all of you working dog, bird dog folks know that after a tough workout, a summer workout, a long, stressful hunt in the wintertime, that can bring on GI upset in our dogs. Hey, all dogs suffer from GI upset from time to time. They get into the trash, eat something they shouldn't, change of routine, change of water. It can be stressful. Forta Flora fixes that, and it's safe enough to give your dog every day. Forta Flora. Order it from Chewy.com. Before we make a run to the coffee pot, I wanted to give a tip of the hat to our friends at Henry Rifle Company. Henry has announced the launch of two brand new guns. These are Guns for Great Causes initiatives. In an effort to raise money for 4-year-old Beckett Burge of Princeton, Texas, and 3-year-old Sadie Kreinbrink of Ostrander, Ohio. Anthony Imperato is the president and owner of Henry Rifles. He has created and donated over 120 guns, which are now available and on sale on the Henry website. And all proceeds from the sale of these rifles will benefit the Burge and Kreinbrink families. Little Sadie Kreinbrink, the rifle that is designed specifically for her, is called the Sweet Sadie. And Beckett's custom-made Henry rifle is called the Beat It Like Beckett. You can order online from Henry, and all proceeds will benefit the Burge family of Princeton, Texas, with the sale of that Beat It Like Breckett, Beat That Cancer edition rifle. And the Sweet Sadie will benefit the Kreinbrink family in Ostrander, Ohio. Good job, Henry Rifles. Well, hey, when we do come back from the coffee pot, we're going to have a sit-down with Richard Cheatham. I've known Richard a lot of years. His passion for conservation, preservation, education of our next generation of outdoorsmen and women is, well, it's just unmatched. He is the executive director of the DSC Foundation. We'll get the details from Richard when we come back.
Hey, everybody, it's Stephen Browning. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Now, Billy, I've got to go fishing, so while I'm gone, make sure you leave those turkeys around my house alone.
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com. I've relied completely on Buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my Buffalo Wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo wool in harsh conditions had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the buffalo wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with buffalo wool. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his blue water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read the tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, the tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Glad you're back. We still have some big fish to fry here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Over the past several years, many thousands of kids have started hunting, fishing, and loving the outdoors because of DSC. A great many poachers have been put out of business, and our elected officials know that we as outdoorsmen and women mean business. Come be a part of something important. DSC is at biggame.org.
Hey, if you like what you hear at BBKO Radio, you know you can listen to the show anytime, bbkoradio.com. You can listen to a podcast there, Stitcher, Podbean, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio. We're all over the place. Any major podcast carrier has Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, and they'll send you a free download every week directly to your device, and hey, you can just listen whenever you want to. We are at the DSC, Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, downtown Dallas this weekend. This is the third of 4 days for this major event. And it's not just a big party, although it is that. It's a lot of fun. But it's serious business. And Richard Cheatham, the executive director of the Dallas Safari Club Foundation, joins me now. Richard, welcome. Always good to see you. And, you know, you're probably like me. Every year, I think there's no way that this thing can grow anymore, get any bigger, get any better. And every year, DSC Convention and Expo does get bigger and better.
It is, and I feel the same way. I've been coming to them since the very beginning, and I remember what they looked like back in the early 80s. And just to see what we have now is almost unbelievable.
You know, in a guy in your position that's been there all the while, you look back at a handful of people in the early 80s, and it was literally a handful that had a vision of changing the world, helping our wildlife and wild places around the globe, and wanted to do something, but individually they were helpless. Got together as a small group of people, and now look at the imprint around the world. That's got to put a smile on your face.
It does, and I'd like to think it puts a smile on their face, because I don't think that anybody in their wildest dreams, especially the folks that were instrumental in organizing the club, I don't think anybody could have imagined that it would look like this.
Let's talk about the impact that this show, DSC Convention and Expo, every year has on conservation, education of our future hunters, shooters, fishers, and legislation in Washington, D.C. and around the world. How does this weekend impact those things? Let's trace a dollar bill that comes in the front door. Somebody buys a ticket. What happens to that dollar?
Well, the vast majority of it's going to wind up going back to support the mission of the Dallas Safari Club, which is essentially is conservation, education, and protection and advocacy for hunters' rights. We obviously have overhead, but we've got a very small staff. There's a lot of money that goes into putting a convention like this on, so we got to cover that as well. But the goal of Dallas Safari Club is to take whatever money it doesn't need to keep the lights on and pay staff and get ready for the next convention and pump it right back into the elements that support its mission statement, and most of that will come to DSC Foundation.
Yeah. DSC Foundation, you guys do the hard work behind the scenes that doesn't get seen by a whole lot of people. Explain to us, who is the foundation and what do we do?
Well, the foundation is actually the charitable arm of Dallas Safari Club. It's a captive organization. I'm the executive director after serving as president for a couple of years and was one of the people that got the whole thing started. But we get the money. We get the grant money from Dallas Safari Club, and we also raise money from donors that are looking for charitable tax-deductible donations. And then we turn around and identify well-deserving, good uses for the money. We make grants to those. And we also develop our own initiatives. We have a great messaging campaign right now that's intended to reach that great non-hunting public that's pretty much unaware of the benefits of what we're doing and ultimately is going to decide the future and the fate of hunting for everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Give us an idea of the grant process. If someone's out there doing really good work to preserve the habitat in X country, what do they need to do to tell the foundation about their work and see if maybe they can get some assistance?
Sure, and our website pretty much spells it out. But we have a grants tab on the website that includes the grant application and grant instructions. And right now the foundation twice a year meets and considers pending grant applications. And obviously the first thing is the grant application. The project has to meet the mission of the Dallas Safari Club,
which will be scrutinized.
Absolutely. And in fact, we turn down grants and applications that are well within the mission statement because, frankly, they're just not the best use of the money. But somebody submits a grant application, the grant committee meets, the grant committee makes a recommendation back to the foundation board, and then the foundation board acts on that. And again, twice a year we meet. We've been averaging about $1.2 to $1.5 million in grants every year. Wow. Since the foundation's been in existence.
From a handful of folks that had an idea back in the early 80s. That's pretty amazing. Give us some specific names, some projects around the globe that, boy, the foundation is just really happy with the work that's being done there.
Sure. Let me talk about a couple of local ones. And I say local, I mean U.S. We support the Wild Sheep Foundation, and their mission is putting more sheep on the mountain. But we support specifically some projects here in the Southwest that are designed to actually build guzzler projects that not only provide water for wild sheep, but also desert mule deer and a lot of the other wildlife that lives in those areas. And you know, West Texas is no different than any place else at the moment. It's dry.
Yeah.
And the animals suffer when it's dry. And so these guzzlers are great projects. We support them and have built several in West Texas and also in Mexico. You know, the Wild Sheep Foundation program and the support for the guzzler projects is one of the main North American projects. We supported Delta waterfowl over the years with predator research and habitat protection as well. In terms of Africa, we have a huge presence in Africa. Africa is kind of the ground zero right now, and that's where a lot of the attacks are coming from. We spend roughly $300,000 or $400,000 a year in support of anti-poaching programs.
Yes.
Over there. We support scientific research both at home and abroad. We actually, there's a big push right now to gather data about leopards. Leopards are the next big animal that's within the bullseye of the anti-hunting component. And there's not a lot of research on how many leopards we have, what their densities are, and what the best way to manage them are. So we've got leopard study projects all across southern Africa at the moment.
It's important for folks to know that are listening to this today that all of this work is vetted and, as Richard was talking about a few minutes ago, soundly placed in places where it needs to be around the globe to promote that mission, which is all good, the preservation of what we enjoy, a betterment, a better world for our critters and our wild places, and, of course, someone standing on Capitol Hill fighting for our rights up there, educating that next generation. DSC and the foundation have been greatly supportive with the big safety event every year. Throughout the years, a lot of kids benefit from this weekend in downtown Dallas.
That's right. There'll be a big crowd here. We work hand in hand with Outdoor Tomorrow Foundation. We've been a big supporter for Outdoor Tomorrow Foundation. Took up where DSC left off. It's said often, and it's true today as it was before. The next generation is out there. We've got to engage them. We've got to get them in the field. We've got to teach them to hunt. The future of hunting depends on our success with this next generation.
Yep. I love the fact that when that helicopter in Africa lands and those officers jump out and slap the cuffs on poachers, which is happening day after day after day because of DSC Foundation support, that those bad guys can look at that helicopter, see the DSC logo, and know exactly who put them in jail.
Yeah, that's we were talking about vetting these projects and identifying projects that really represent the best use of the money, and that's a perfect example. The support we have for Zambezi Delta Safaris in Mozambique and that high visibility of that DSC helicopter and that logo on the back of the anti-poaching patrol lets the world know that hunters are the ones that are actually funding a large portion of the conservation efforts, not just in Africa, but at home as well.
Richard Cheatham is the executive director of the DSC Foundation. And Richard, please don't run off. I want to talk to you just another brief moment about how hunting is conservation. But first, I got to make a run to the coffee pot.
Hey guys, I'm Corey Cruz, two-time National Sporting Clays Champion and five-time Texas State Sporting Clays Champion. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com, 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or
NASTRA.
This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
There are plenty of fish in the creek behind the camp house. Feel free to take a ride down from the wall and catch a few. We want you to feel at home in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
Phone number here in the camp house, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256, and the website is BBKO, like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, BBKOradio.com. Richard Cheatham has been kind enough to stay here with me for just a minute longer, because you do a really good job of explaining to folks that maybe don't hunt and don't understand how hunting, how the taking of an animal, is actually conservation when done the right way.
You know, it's a 90-second soundbite that conveys the opposite message, and it's a much longer conversation. But there's no question that this model that's been developed, and it wasn't just Teddy Roosevelt, Aldo Leopold, Bronson, or Gifford Pinchot, John Muir, they've developed a sustainable use North American model of conservation that manages wildlife for excess. And it allows hunters to come in and contribute funding to help preserve and protect those wild resources. And that's the thing. This sustainable use, this responsible use of wild resources is all about protecting the existing wildlife, conserving the wildlife, not preserving it. But there's a big difference between preservation and conservation. We're talking about conservation efforts that are going to ensure that you've got good habitat out there. Good habitat's not only good for white-tailed deer and elk and cape buffalo and giraffe and elephant. It's good for every other animal that lives out there. It's the same thing for riparian habitat. It's great for ducks and geese. Man, it's great for beavers. It's great for the snipe. It's great for the rail. It's great for everything else that lives there. So we are the stewards of that wildlife. I honestly believe that the hunting community is the stewards of wildlife and wild resources, and our funds, whether they're Pittman Robertson, whether they're duck stamp sales, whether they're voluntary contributions to Dallas Safari Club, our funds are what pay for that.
Yeah, absolutely. The one animal that benefits the most from all of this great conservation you're talking about, the people that live in those communities and countries where this hunting takes place.
And without them having some benefit, you have to understand the challenges, especially when you live in, we're talking about Africa, when you walk out your door and you don't know whether you're going to run into an elephant or a lion, whether they're going to eat your goats or your cattle, or raid your crops and destroy a year's worth of crops and income. You have to understand that if you expect them to live with wildlife, they have to benefit from wildlife. And that's another thing. That's part of that messaging campaign that we're working on right now. You have to tell the world that these local communities are the greatest protectors of the wildlife, but they have to be incentivized, because you would not put up with it if it was you. If you had a big elephant that kept knocking down your fence in your backyard, you're going to do something about it, and why would you expect them not to?
Exactly. Richard, if folks want to talk to you about this in person, you're here on the floor all weekend this weekend at DSC Convention and Expo.
I am. We got a booth right behind the DSC store, right across from the Sports of Field Cabin. We got a website, www.dscf.org, that's got also the contact information, and I would love to talk to anybody if they have any questions about it.
Very good. Richard Cheatham, Executive Director of the DSC Foundation. Thanks, Richard. Hey, I want to turn back to the executive director now of DSC, and that is my friend Corey Mason. Let's talk a little bit about that Trigicon stage I emcee that thing, and we're going to have just a whole lot of fun, as we do every year, up on that stage.
We do. You know, we're very fortunate to have a sponsor like Trigicon, who produces great products, and they introduce the opportunity, some of their new items that are out there, and also to just to bring this conservation stage so people can hear from industry experts on management conservation issues as well. So it's a great time for the public to come here and engage.
Yeah, it truly is. And one of the highlights of the weekend is what we call the legends. It's all these guys you've watched on television or read for years, like Larry Wysoon, Jim Shockey, and Craig Boddington, and all these guys. But, brother, we don't get up there and glorify them. We bring them down to earth, Corey.
Yeah, it does. When you ask them their favorite parts of this and that, you know, yeah, people get humble pretty quickly.
Yeah, we dig into them a little bit and let you see a personal side of these guys and get to know them a little bit. It's also a great opportunity, if you're coming out, to hang out with them and pick their brain. They always are generous, too, even though they need to run in 100 different directions at this event, like you. They're really good about hanging around, signing autographs, and visiting as long as they possibly can. So that's a great opportunity. Also, a good chance for you to visit with our game wardens. They're going to be on that stage this time around as well.
It is. It's a good time to just have some FAQs, you know, open question and answer type things, and ask people things that are maybe on your mind or expert tips, whatever it might be, and ask some of those questions that are plaguing people. You know, maybe ask your warden a question or a scenario in which maybe you've been in or you've seen, and you just want some question answered from the expert, you know.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to stump you right now with a Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, it's a Texas hunting question. I actually stumped several wardens and up the chain of command with this a few years ago. Is it legal in Texas to shoot a dove off of a highline wire?
It is legal, but I would say unethical.
You're exactly right, and you owe for any damage that you might do to that highline wire there. You know, it took several weeks and a lot of people to come up with that answer before. I should have just called you, man.
There you go.
Hey, seminars. Anything you really want to talk about or learn about, there's a seminar today. Who are some of the folks teaching seminars? What are they talking about?
You know, we have some great seminar lineup through the last couple of days, but today on Saturday here specifically, so we start off with Hornady, you know, one of the leaders in ammunition specifically, and really giving people some just overview and understanding of reloading and what that looks like. Right after that, we kick it off with Craig Boddington, you know, just one of the greatest well-knowns out there, talking about buffalo hunting, in which I know the last count I had talked to Craig that he'd taken just shy of 100. So probably by now he's probably taken 100 buffalo. They get the Ashes, you know, some of the greatest shotgunners in the world, that family, and they're going to talk to people about being able to use and swing that shotgun well. Fish management specifically on private lakes and ponds. You know, that's a question that when I worked for the Game and Fish Agency that we got lots of questions of. And so a lot of people out there that maybe own a small lake or a pond that just have some basic questions, you know, come and hear that. I mean, it's a great opportunity to just get some good information.
Yeah, and that's been a growing trend and highly popular, not only here in Texas, but across warm weather states that can raise big bass. Over the past decade or so, people have really been paying attention to the biology and growing big fish. Any others pop out there?
You know, there's a couple others. You know, Ivan Carter's always a hit from the Africa perspective. He'll come and with that great accent talk to folks about conservation and the hunter's role in that. Coppersmith comes and talks to us about those in preparing for safaris and just adventures around the world. And again, we have some basic first aid that's taught out there from sort of a field first aid perspective. And so lots of good things out there. Dr. Kroll come and speak to those here that may know his name from a whitetail perspective as well. And so just a great lineup of people that when you come in, I'd encourage folks to find that schedule, mark it in their phone or whatever else to make sure they mark it for the day, because they start walking through the aisles and they'll easily miss that seminar they want to hear.
Yep, they will. Hey, we were talking, you just mentioned Ivan Carter there. DSC, Dallas Safari Club, is based in Dallas, Texas. That's where DSC started to grow up, but now it has fingered out all over the world, literally, with chapters across North America. And I would urge you to, if you're interested in the good work Dallas Safari Club does, look for a local chapter or start a local chapter in your neck of the woods. But Ivan Carter, you mentioned Ivan, he has really has a passion, a hatred for poachers in Africa, and we don't like those poachers either at DSC. He's a great guy to talk to if you want to get your finger on the pulse of exactly what's happening down on the ground in Africa with poaching.
That's exactly right, you know, and that's one of the great things, like you mentioned earlier, Billy, is that these folks, people that maybe have seen on TV, they are walking the show floor, they are available on the seminar stage, like you mentioned, or the conservation stage there that you're hosting, to engage with the public just like this, to have these conversations and to have some of these Q&As and just to visit with and get to know a little bit. And the public, people really enjoy that.
You bet. Hey, a day full of seminars. Do not miss the Trigicon stage. We're going to be over there having fun, and Corey and I will be back in just a few more minutes. Don't grow tired of this. Hang on.
I'm right here with you.
This is professional hunter Ivan Carter. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about the great outdoors with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
In God we trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's camp house time at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
The dedication of DSC members is seen when a teen and his mom shoot targets together for the first time, when a poacher takes aim but handcuffs block his shot, and when a senator or congressman vote yes to preserve your Second Amendment. That's the DSC at work. We don't tire, and we don't quit. BigGame.org.
That is the voice of DSC Executive Director Corey Mason, my co-host for the show today, as he is every year, as we bring you the show from the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in downtown Dallas for the DSC Convention and Expo titled Heritage this year. It started on Thursday. It runs through tomorrow. If you're within driving distance, come on down and wear comfortable shoes. Miles of aisles, hundreds and hundreds of vendors to visit with, take a look at, and enjoy incredible taxidermy, great seminars, a lot of fun on stage, the Trigicon stage, and lots of friends, old and new, for you to visit with. Hope you can make it. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel, and there's a formula specifically built for your dog. No matter the age, the lifestyle, or physical condition, Purina Pro Plan. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma and Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, and Texas. Just how good is the bass fishing down in Florida? Well, Trophy Catch Season 7 had their Hall of Fame ceremony back in October at the Bass Pro Shops in Gainesville. 10 of the 11 2018-2019 winners were able to attend and be recognized in person, and each one of those anglers had caught, documented, and released a bass that weighed at least 13 pounds. Some of these guys caught multiple 13-pounders. As a matter of fact, Brian Hammett was crowned the Trophy Catch Season 7 champion because he caught a 15-pound, 13-ounce fish from Orange Lake, Florida, which was the biggest approved bass of the year. Each winner receives a replica mount, a commemorative plaque, and an Enigma fishing rod. Get this, one of the Hall of Fame anglers that was honored in October, his name is Tony Russ. He was also awarded the Lake Big Bass Big Bag Prize. This prize package is bestowed upon the angler with the heaviest combined weight for their top five trophy catch submissions in the year. Tony's total bag weight on five bass, 61 pounds, 6 ounces. That's an average of over 12 pounds per fish. Signing up for Trophy Catch is easily done. It's free, and you can do it online. And hey, even if you don't catch a fish, if you sign up, you could be the lucky winner of that bass boat fully rigged that they give away every year. While you're down in Florida with your trophy bass, you might as well make it a cast and blast. Take in a little snipe hunting. That's right, I said snipe. The folklore surrounding snipe hunting as a practical joke played on gullible, inexperienced hunters and campers has been around a long, long time. So long now that a lot of people don't realize that snipe are actual birds. A migratory bird. They overwinter in Florida, providing hunters with exciting wing shooting opportunities. Snipe prefer warm weather, and they need vast amounts of wetland habitat and moist soil. Florida fits the bill. And Florida snipe hunters generally harvest more snipe than any other state, and by a large margin. Mark McBride is a biologist for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. He says that in areas of good habitat, snipe will be numerous, allowing for lots of action. And they present a challenge, too, because they're small birds and they're quick, erratic flyers. Snipe season in Florida. It's open now. It always runs November 1 through February 15. Some hot spots? Well, you'll find snipe along the banks of Lake Okeechobee and the Kissimmee and St. John's rivers. And snipe are good table fare. Their breast is about the same size as a dove's, and the meat slightly darker. Snipe. Next time somebody sends you on a snipe hunt, just say okay and head for Florida. Clear across the country in the state of Washington, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife is busy conducting mule deer captures this month. They're doing it by helicopter in three different study areas along the eastern slope of the Cascades, Okanagan, Chelan, and Catitas counties. The department is capturing approximately 50 adult female mule deer in each of those areas. Those deer will be fitted with GPS satellite collars so wildlife managers can track them to evaluate movement and migration patterns. Learn more about habitat use. Each animal is collared and released at the same site where they're captured. Those collars are programmed to remain on the deer for 4 years and then drop off on their own. Amazing. Mule deer have lost winter habitat in recent years along the lower elevations of the East Slope, and that's because of human development. This could impact mule deer populations in the long term and help biologists there make sound decisions. As the upland and waterfowl seasons begin to wind on down, so do we and our dogs. Make sure you're giving your hard-working bird dog the best nutrition, Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hi, I'm champion waterfowl caller Eric Guggenheim. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari. Defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offers a perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards' full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyards' gate is historic downtown Grapevine. And don't miss the spectacular ice attraction at the Gaylord Texan. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7-foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
Did you see Mark Daniels Jr. catch 70 pounds of Lake Oahe, South Dakota smallmouth bass during the Bassmaster Elite Series? I did. I watched him from Jim's boat where we were busy catching those delicious Oahe walleye. The folks at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort on Lake Oahe, same place that the elites stayed and lodged, prepared them for us every night in their award-winning restaurant and bar. They do walleye 7 different ways, all terrific, but the beer batter is my favorite. Oh, and don't miss the USDA Prime Steaks, aged for tenderness and hand-cut on site. From the restaurant, it's every bit of a 60-second walk to your lakeside cabin with a sprawling front porch, big-screen TV, and private bedroom and bathrooms. Time for a little rest, because Jim will pick us up again at the breakfast table tomorrow morning, and we'll head back out to world-class Oahe walleye and smallmouth fishing. Ask David and Angela about private charter jet service for your group to Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, springcreeksd.com.
You don't have to have four-wheel drive to get to this camp house. The helicopter will do the trick. This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by the Dallas Safari Club.
If you drill a hole in the ice to fish or enjoy open water all year long, you are the DSC. The hunter that glasses for sheep at 12,000 foot and the squirrel hunter with his .22 rifle are part of us as well. DSC offices in Dallas, but fights for you no matter where you enjoy getting outside. BigGame.org.
Well said, sir. That is Corey Mason, Executive Director of the DSC. Welcome back to Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Radio. Glad you're here today, and thank you for listening wherever you are, from Florida to Alaska, maybe the frozen tundra way up north in the Arctic, or the beaches of Southern California. Glad you're here with us. We're in downtown Dallas at the DSC Convention and Expo 2020. It's titled Heritage, and my co-host on the show today is that guy, Corey Mason, Executive Director of the DSC. Larry Wysoon is going to join us in just a few minutes. We're going to go into deeper detail about what takes place up on the Trigicon stage. We have a lot of fun there. But Corey, right now, welcome back to you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Billy.
You got plenty of coffee. You got a biscuit and sausage there. You good?
I'm running on fumes right now, but I'm good.
Hey, let's talk about this one more time. Today is Saturday. The hours today, in case folks want to come on out to Heritage, the DSC Convention and Expo.
9 to 5:30. Please come see us.
Yep, absolutely. And tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 9 to 3:30.
Okay, and a one-day ticket, $25.
Yes, sir, $25 for the day.
If you're coming today and tomorrow, you can save a little money.
You can, $35 to come for the weekend.
You bet. Military, active duty military, you're in absolutely free, and kids get in free.
That's exactly right. Children under 14 are in for free.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, let's talk about this very important work. We've got hundreds and hundreds of vendors. We've got countries from all over the planet represented. We've got every hunt you can imagine represented out there. The most incredible taxidermy displays on planet Earth are in this building, the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas-Fort Worth, this weekend, today. And all of this is for a very important mission.
It is. So this convention in its entirety, this four-day production that brings the world together, the hunting world together, is designed as our fundraiser to fuel the engine of Dallas Safari Club, and that fuels our mission of conservation, education, and advocacy.
Yeah, and let's talk about that a little bit. Number one, just over the past few years, how much money has Dallas Safari Club raised from this big fundraising event?
You know, we can look back just over the last couple of years, and we have granted out, just in the last 2 years, nearly $5 million in conservation grants, and that's a direct revenue return from this convention.
Let's talk about some specifics so people know that we're not funding a private vacation here. This money goes to work. When you walk in that door and buy a ticket, that money is going to go to work for our future hunters, our passion, our Second Amendment, our hunting and fishing rights, and for the preservation, conservation of critters all around the globe, right here at home and all around the globe. What are some specific grants that we as Dallas Safari Club have handed out, and we've seen some good results?
You know, one of the things that we're really proud of is our grants aren't just out there to try to fulfill an empty mission, if you will. These are very focused on those that are priorities of each individual that walks through this convention hall. And by that, I mean, if we look at conservation specifically, we can look just as locally as down the street in conservation projects that are happening right here in Texas, and that's restoration of desert bighorn sheep, pronghorn, mule deer projects, all of those kinds of things. We can move south into Mexico and see projects in which we're partnering with private landowners and other conservation organizations to truly return desert bighorn sheep to mountain ranges in which they previously occupied. We can look around the world and look at the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of acres or hectares that we are protecting through anti-poaching work that's taking place across Africa. We can look at needed conservation and research projects that are happening through these dollars in which these people that are generously supporting Dallas Safari Club, that they are fulfilling in their dollars.
Yeah, it's amazing when you really dig into it and start looking to see what this convention and expo has done worldwide. And that's just the fingernail. That's just the tip of what's happening conservation-wise because of DSC Convention Expo. Let's talk about kids. How many thousands of kids have experienced a DSC safety event where they, for the first time with a parent, learned how to shoot, learned some outdoor ethics and morals and self-control that goes, all those good things that come with hunting and outdoors.
That's exactly right. You know, the safety is the example of one of those projects in which DSC funds works with their partners at OTF to get kids and a family member, mom, dad, uncle, whatever it might be, outside to understand ethics and firearm safety and to satisfy many of those curiosities and to understand really what it takes to prepare and to understand what goes into conservation efforts around this state, around the country, around the world. We can look at Dallas Safari Club and the foundation's support into OTF, look at some of the projects associated with the National Rifle Association and getting kids outside and teaching them about hunter education as well. And then we flip to the last tenet of that mission, that's advocacy. And that really fuels our presence in Washington, D.C. and many state capitals around the U.S.
Yeah, it does, and it's 365 days a year. It's not like we throw a bone their way every now and then. We're funding efforts to protect our rights and to guard what we do and to make sure that decisions made about our wildlife around the globe at least hear our opinion, and it's a solid opinion. Just recently, you and I were on the radio talking about a lawsuit that DSC recently brought. And let's just touch on that. We won't rehash the whole thing we said then, but let's just touch on that. What was that about?
Yeah, the point of that is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service failure and refusal to follow established federal process specifically associated with the elephant applications.
Yeah.
And not reviewing those on a timely basis, in fact, over a two-year period. And so the Dallas Safari Club, working with the Fish and Wildlife Service, introduced litigation to move that process forward and require them to follow federal established process.
Yep. Because that sounds like, well, they just want to get their trophies pushed through for hunters. This trickles down and back all the way to people that live in villages in Africa that depend on us spending $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 more to come over and hunt an elephant, which is well-regulated hunting.
That's exactly right. And even the merits of the project cannot even be really argued for the fact that Fish and Wildlife Service has found positive enhancement on these permits for decades and decades now. And so really the challenge is the fact to move these permits, to evaluate them based on their merits. Not say yes, not say no. Rather, evaluate them on their merits, as they're required to do by law, because the merits justify the understanding of the conservation of elephants in all of the systems across Africa.
Yeah. Basically, what DSC is saying is, come on, guys, do your job.
That's exactly right. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yep, nothing more, nothing less. Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo is this weekend, runs through tomorrow at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in downtown Dallas. You can see the importance of this work. Grab another cup of coffee, hang around. We have more ground to cover.
You got it, Billy. Thank you.
Come see us in downtown Dallas. We're going to have a ball today and again tomorrow at DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, the biggest outdoor gathering on planet Earth this weekend. My friend Larry Wysoon will join us when we come back from the coffee pot, and he and I are going to focus more on what takes place up on that Trigicon stage. I want to thank Purina Pro Plan for not only bringing us this corner of the camp house each week at BBKO Radio, but for keeping my dogs happy and healthy, slick, fat, and happy all these many years, decades. Ever since Pro Plan became Pro Plan, I have fed it to my hardworking bird dogs and my lovable lap dogs. Why don't you make the change to Pro Plan? In just days, you're going to see a healthier dog. You will visibly see a healthier dog. And you'll say, thanks, Pro Plan, as well. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. DSC Convention and Expo is the first domino to fall every year. See, January kicks off show season. SHOT Show in Vegas coming up next. The ATA show going on simultaneously with DSC. Coming up in February, 1 through 9, a big nine-day show, the annual Great American Outdoor Show. That is the NRA-owned outdoor show, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. The Sheep Show. They're just one right after another, and they all support great conservation work. So if you can, if you get a chance, pick one close to you. Go spend a buck or two. It'll turn out good.
Hi, I'm Walter Perry. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique, the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net.
At Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas, we've been doing it right for 30 years now.
We hold ourselves to a higher standard when it comes to producing all the meat that your animal will yield in only the cleanest and most sanitary facility.
And all your meat will be vacuum sealed, airtight, to preserve the fresh flavor.
With more than 40 fresh and smoked recipes handed down generation to generation in the Mazzocchio family, your family will love it. From breakfast sausages to taco meat and tamales.
Our jerky won the Bass Pro Shop Best Jerky Award 3 out of 4 years.
Your wife is going to love what we do with your wild game at Cinnamon Creek. Our products are sampled and approved by wives and kids.
From day one, we've held ourselves to a higher standard at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. And over the past 30 years, the quality of our foods have never changed.
We work extended hours during hunting season, so drop by the website at ccrwildgameprocessing.com for details.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas. More than 30 years of family recipes that we enjoy sharing with your camp. ccrwildgameprocessing.com.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail. painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granberry can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granberry has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner, together creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
The coffee's always on, and the conservation, yes, conservation, is always good. Make sure you bring a youngin' or two. Together, let's teach them what heritage and tradition looks like. This is the Big Billy Kender Outdoors Camp House, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
Welcome back to the Camp House at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hey, if you can't catch a broadcast on one of our great radio stations across the U.S. or Sirius XM each week, then, hey, make it a podcast. We're available everywhere. iHeartRadio, Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Podbean. Any of the major podcast carriers knows all about BBKO Radio. Tell them you want a free weekly download, and we'll come directly to your device, and you can listen when you want. My buddy Larry Wysoon joins me now. We're in the same location. We're at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in downtown Dallas for the DSC Convention and Expo. But, Larry, I'm at one end of this place. You're at the other. So the telephone is the easiest way for us to visit right now.
You know what? You're really right. I can't remember the exact number of miles, but I want to say it's like 12 or 13 miles of aisles that you can walk through. And, I mean, it is such an absolutely fantastic convention once again. DSC just continues to outdo themselves every year.
Yeah, we've had two big days. We're all tired, but we're tired with a grin on our face.
Yes, we are.
And we've got a couple of days to go. Let's talk about a part that you and I do together every year on the stage, and you're so instrumental in putting this stage together. This year, it's the Pridgicon stage where we gather and have special presentations, and it's a lot of fun. I'm so tickled that Pridgicon has become a part of our stage.
I am too. I'll tell you what, I've had the opportunity to grow optics now for several years and to have them involved. They've been involved with DSC, as you well know, as a sponsor of the convention, but this year they've really stepped up. And, of course, this year they are doing a unbelievable announcement in terms of new products that they've got coming out very, very shortly that I've had a chance to use, and they've done some of that, you know, from the stage, and they had a big introduction of all the new products last Wednesday, or Thursday, I guess it was, Wednesday or Thursday. I've lost track of time. It's going on, but Fujicon is doing it right. Not only do they produce extremely good optics for hunting and for our military as well, but they're so strongly behind wildlife conservation that really makes me proud that they're involved with DSC in the form that they are.
Yeah, me too. And you've got an opportunity today to have a seat and listen to the Trigicon pros talk about these new products, explain, show us exactly why these products are so spectacular. And are you going to share the stage with them at all today, Larry?
Yes, sir. I was there yesterday afternoon from 3:30 to 4, and I'll be there again on behalf of Trigicon from 3:30 to 4 again today. And I know that we're going to be talking specifically again this afternoon at that time frame at 3:30 about some of their hunting scopes that they've come out with. I mean, these guys have done it right. They incorporated a lot of different ideas from various people and guys who really spend a lot of time in the outdoors hunting. And I'm really excited. I hope everybody gets an opportunity, if they have not already done so, to go by the Trigicon booth and then also to be there at those times that you mentioned during the day. And hopefully, too, they'll join us and kind of hang around right after the Legends. Meet the Legends thing is over with this afternoon for that session with Trigicon.
11:15 this morning until 12:45. We've got something that we've not done before, and I'm really looking forward to this. It's titled How Conservation Works Today and Tomorrow, a panel discussion with some very knowledgeable folks. Debbie Peake from Botswana will be there. Catherine Simpson and others are going to be there. Talking about conservation, not only, hey, in that pasture where we deer hunt, but around the globe.
They really will. I mean, these ladies have done just an absolutely fantastic job in our field, if you will, of wildlife conservation. And they're going to tell us a little bit about some of the things that they've done and then also relate to some of the things that we can do. We, just as individuals, those of us who love the outdoors, what we can do to further the cause of wildlife conservation and little ways that we can come involved and how maybe to even answer questions when you're hit with some hard questions by somebody that's kind of on the other side or maybe somebody that really doesn't quite understand what wildlife conservation is all about and how hunting relates into that in terms of perpetuation of the habitat and also the species.
Hey, coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon, everyone that took a shot at a deer or an elk or a bear this fall and missed, you need to be there because the FTW Ranch is going to be there talking about their SAM program and ways to improve your aim. It's called Build Your House and Other Ways to Improve Your Aim. You've been to this ranch many times. You've been through this program. If you shoot rifle, targets, hunter, whatever, you can really benefit from this afternoon at 1.
That too is such a great place. I mean, they do a tremendous amount of hunter shooting training, and I mean, they do teach you how to shoot long range with the purpose of so that if you feel confident out to 750 to 1,000 yards, you'll feel all that much more confident when you get within that 100 to 200, maybe 300 yards of the animal that you're after. And actually, this one is going to be a very much interactive thing as well, too. Talked to Doug Pritchard, and Doug was telling us that one of the things we do at this particular seminar is going to get people involved and show them how to do things as well, not just on the stage for us doing it, but we'll get some people out of the audience as well, too, and show them how to become better shots or how to set up better so that you get a more solid rest when you take that shot. And those guys are just phenomenal when it comes to instruction, when it comes to providing information relative to learning more about your rifle or your firearm and then how to properly use it. And they're just a fantastic group. And those people that attend that this afternoon are going to walk away from there going, my gosh, that's one of the best seminars I've ever been to relative to shooting or anything having to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, we're all going to get together just like we did yesterday and we do every year. I call it the Mount Rushmore of the hunting community as we meet the legends this afternoon from 2 until 3:30. Jim Shockey's going to be back. My buddy Larry Wysoon will be on stage with us. Ron Spomer's coming back. So is Craig Boddington. But we've added a couple of new names, but not new to outdoor media and the outdoor industry. Bob Folkrod and Phil Massaro are going to join us this year.
They are. I am so absolutely thrilled that, you know, what we did yesterday and the people we had involved in this. And that always seems to be a real crowd pleaser. We get a good crowd that shows up, and you make it so much fun by allowing us to interact with each other. And the good thing is, I mean, all those guys that you mentioned, in my instance and in most of their instances as well, we've known each other probably for 20, 30 years. Phil may be the exception in that, but he's kind of one of those new guys that really is fast becoming a legend. He's very much involved with the NRA, and I think he recently became the editor of Gun Digest, that people have been knowing about for years. So Folkrod and I go back all the way to Bass Pro years and years ago, and Boddington and I, when he was still an editor at Peterson's Hunting, and Spomer and I used to do all kinds of TV and things together. And then, of course, Shockey and I, remember when nobody knew who Jim Shockey was when he first came on. So we try to ride each other a little bit and have a great time. And I know you've got a couple of special guests that they're going to be there as well, too, to just kind of liven up the entire situation. So
well,
that is always
yeah,
so much fun.
We couldn't do this without Granny Bullard. She's coming back. I believe she's 84, 85 this year, and started hunting when she was 77. She's a lot of fun to have on stage. And she
yes,
brings
she
a pretty
is.
Good banana pudding with her, too. She's bringing it again.
Oh, is she really? Well, that ought to be reasonable for everybody. Good gosh. That is the best banana pudding there is in this world. I can attest to that. Haven't tasted it the last couple of years.
Yeah, you betcha. Okay, Larry, well, we will see you up on stage this afternoon. Try to grab a little cat nap between now and then if you can.
Well, thank you. I will take that under advisement.
My buddy, Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, will join me along with many others on that Trigicon stage throughout the weekend. I hope you will join us there, too.
Hey, everybody, it's Dave Mercer with Bassmaster. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I am sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hey, Billy, get off the stage. I'm the MC.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl in a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests.
You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Coming when we heard your truck rattle across that old cattle guard. Welcome to our camp at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with our partners at the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we like to look down the road 20, 50, and 100 years and see clear running water full of trout, majestic sheep in high snowy places, and grassy mountain valleys filled with elk. We also picture a hunter in that valley and a fisherman in that stream. Just like Theodore Roosevelt 100 years ago, the work that we do today is terribly important. BigGame.org.
Yes, it is, and that work is being done before our very eyes at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in downtown Dallas this weekend. This DSC Convention and Expo is the primary fundraiser for the DSC and the DSC Foundation that funds critical projects all over the earth. Conservation has come to depend upon the success of this show, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. Corey Mason is the executive director of the DSC, always my co-host on this particular show from Convention and Expo, and this year is no different. Corey, what a week we are having. It's fabulous. It's a gut-wrenching schedule, and it's just a whole heck of a lot of fun with the banquets and the auctions and the old friends getting together and the new friends that we shake hands with. It's a blast. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Billy.
Listen, let's talk about these auctions. They started with banquets earlier in the week and all kinds of great auctions and live auctions at night. And there are a plethora of auctions at this event. One of the best is the silent auction. You can bid online from wherever you are. I know we have people in Alaska listening right now. I hear from those people. And they can make a bid in downtown Dallas right now if they want.
That's exactly right. So they can go to our website, biggame.org, and get all the links, download any of the information they need there to understand the auctions well, and they can bid straight from their phone to their computer.
Yeah. And when you make that bid, you're going to be bidding on some one-of-a-kind items that show up here every year, and all of them really cool stuff. You guys vet these things and make sure that, you know, the 2 free tickets to the car wash don't get in the auction. It's all really cool stuff. There's a cool factor to everything that gets in a DSC auction. Let's talk about some of those items specifically in the silent auction.
You bet. So within the silent auction, I mean, there literally is everything from men and women's clothing items, boots, to you know, shooting items proper to firearms from all over the world, from those manufacturers right here in Texas to those that maybe come from Europe as well. Obviously, hunts and fishing trips, excursions, vacations, sightseeing trips, photo safaris, all over the world, from the Amazon to Texas down the road to Alaska. Any and everything you were looking for, you can find it in the silent auction.
And listen, ladies, if you're looking for custom jewelry, if you're looking for, I don't know, what do they call them these days? Do they still call them purses?
Yeah, I couldn't answer that.
I'm glad. I'm kind of proud of it. You can't, Corey. But bags, custom leather work, artwork, it's not just hunting trips and rifles. There's something in there for everybody.
There is. There really is something for everyone. You know, we have a number of trips in here as well that are going to go and see sightseeing destinations, trips in New Zealand to go tour wine country and spend two or three nights at these beautiful places overlooking oceans and things like that. Clearly, there are some hunts and fishing trips, but there are lots of big, broad things as well out there that people would just love to come and do.
Yeah, artwork that everyone that walks in your home, your office, your great room for the rest of its existence, people are going to stop and look at it and ask you about it. Also, coming up tonight, the Saturday night banquet features an incredible auction as well. It's, I guess, one of the biggest auctions of the entire week, and people can bid online for that as well.
They can. They can bid online. They can bid online for the auction tonight, and there's items in there from beautiful jewelry that's around $100,000 value.
Wow.
To hunting trips, fishing trips, and I mean some of the best excursions. And like you mentioned earlier, Billy, is that these are people that are exhibitors with us. So that means if they're exhibiting with us, they have credibility and credentials with them. So this isn't just buying something, sort of an illicit something offline where you're rolling the dice if this may or may not happen. These are people that will take care of you, and if they do not, they will be held accountable by DSC.
Absolutely, they will. One of the items that you and I talked about last year, and I'm going to bring it up again now, talk about unique auction items. How about safari by rail in a train?
It would just be a great experience driving across Africa or traveling across Africa, I should say, by train to enjoy meals.
You bid enough, they might let you drive it.
They might. But it would be a tremendous experience, way to see Africa and do some bird hunting. It would be wonderful.
Yeah, wing shooting by rail. It's 5 days in this luxurious rail car where they're going to wine you, dine you, take such good care of you in the lap of luxury. You're going to see Africa by train. That's a heck of a deal. But then, wait a minute, you get to get out and do a little African wing shooting, which is kind of rare. Guys, you bird dog guys that chase those quail around, they're a little thin this year. You might just want to go to Africa and shoot whatever they have over there. What are they shooting over there?
You know, some of that's dove species. They're going to be Perdis, maybe some Franklin Guinea, all kinds of different things. I think each of those different stops is in sort of a different type of habitat shooting different kinds of birds.
Yep. Tell us again how we can bid online or at least go look at all of these great auction items and see if there's something we want to make a bid on.
You bet. You can go to biggame.org, find our online auction, and even within there you can find the opportunity to buy raffle tickets. And raffles are huge. I mean, we have things as big as a Roxor unit, you know, and all the way through hunting and fishing trips there as well. So lots of opportunities.
Lots of opportunity. All of your money is going to go to work for the conservation of our wild places, wild critters, the preservation of what we do, and the future of what we do. Our kids that want to learn how to hunt, fish, shoot, get outdoors, and do it ethically and with good morals and with a grin on their face. Dallas Safari Club teaches those kids that. Let's go over the nuts and bolts one more time. Silent auction ends tomorrow.
It does, and there's different silent auctions that end throughout the day, so there'll be some that will end today and some that end tomorrow. So just as you get online, and each one of those will tell you the time in which it closes.
Okay, very good. And the banquet, Saturday night banquet, is central time, but that auction will be when?
So the evening event starts around 6, and it will probably go to around 11 tonight.
All right, so you've got plenty to do tonight. Sit there in your jammies wherever you are in Montana and bid on great items, one-of-a-kind items at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. If you want to come out and join us, we'd love to have you today or again tomorrow. A one-day ticket?
$25, and today we close at 5:30.
Okay. And you can actually buy that one-day ticket for $25 or a two-day ticket for $35, get back in tomorrow, and you are going to want to do that. You can't see it all in a day.
You can't. There's too much here. 800,000 square foot. You need 2 days to see it all.
Yeah.
Because you're going to want to stop and watch what's happening on the stage for a while. You're not, if you were just to take off walking and walk through it, it would take you half a day just to walk through and look. But you're going to want to stop and have conversations. Really, savor this and enjoy your time under the same roof as all the great hunters on the planet that are here. Pick their brain and have a lot of fun with that. We want to remind our military that we love you and we want you to come out.
100%. We would be very fortunate and blessed to have you. Please come see us, and you're coming in. The door is on us.
You bet. Absolutely free for active military. Show your ID. Also for kids under the age of 14. Corey, another huge success, and it's just so exciting to sit and think about where this money's going to go. When I buy that auction item, when I buy my ticket at the door, I can rest assured that this money is not going to a fat paycheck somewhere, like maybe the PETA people like to pay their big shots a whole lot of money. That's not happening here. This is going abroad and right here at home to fight for what I love and cherish.
It is. It's all about hunting and hunting and conservation, and that's exactly what this money's used for.
Hey, it's a huge success. Congratulations. Another great year, and thanks for helping me out today.
Thanks for your time, Billy. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Corey. Hey, we're going to move it from the broadcast booth to the Trigicon stage and get ready to have another big day of fun there. I hope we see you there in the crowd. I hope you come join us. Thanks to Corey Mason, Executive Director of DSC, for joining me today. Richard Cheatham, Executive Director of the DSC Foundation, thank you so much as well. And Larry Wysoon, my partner in crime, will join me up on stage in just a little while. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this old camp house and invite you right back here next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.